crazy horse. We hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die, real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us, but the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
Of him. We're happy to be here. It's nice to see you. Thanks for supporting Farm Aid.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5. Kiss me real good.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform non-commercial community radio. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and I'm your host, Edward Buchert. We are celebrating America and the 4th of July. We started off that Crazy Horse set with the Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist, John Trudell. That was his song, Crazy Horse, from his album Bone Days. And then we heard Black Label Society with another song called Crazy Horse. And then Neil Young and his backing band, Crazy Horse, performed Homegrown from the 15th anniversary year of Farm Aid Live. And we finished things off with Apollo 440 and their song Crazy Horse from Getting High on Your Own Supply. Backing me up right now is Chet Atkins and When It's Darkness on the Delta. Coming up in the next set is the title track from Jim Morrison and the Doors, An American Prayer for Ya. We'll also be hearing from Native American artist Johnny Whitehorse, along with that crazy young earth creationist, Ken Ham, who believes that every word in the Bible is literally true. Ken will be telling you about where he thinks America is headed. That is most particularly a track where our disclaimer, kindly provided by Chuck Yu at the beginning of the show, definitely applies. The views and opinions expressed in this sound collage don't necessarily, and sometimes quite definitely do not, represent the views and opinions of the WMFO Executive Board, Tufts University, the trustees of Tufts, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Yes, Ken Ham thinks America is becoming like Sodom. But first, let's get things going with another track from our featured artists, The Crystal Method. Here they are with Weapons of Mass Distortion on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community radio.
progress under the stars? Do you know we exist? Have you forgotten the keys to the kingdom? Have you been born yet, and are you alive? Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. The fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. The moths and atheists are doubly divine and dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare, cling to life, our passion flower, cling to despair. We got our final vision by clap. Columbus's groin got filled with green death. I touched her thigh and death smiled. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. Barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest to dance and save us with the divine mockery of words, music, and flame's temperament. True kings, murderers are allowed to roam free. A thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised? Where is the wine, the new wine, dying on the vine? Thank you.
shit on the street. But these drinks are getting heavy, and these tips aren't getting weak. And she don't understand why she can't climb out of the sand. Break away. She's an all-American girl. An all-American girl. She'll live and die in this man's world. An all-American girl.
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened the High Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Over the 30 years I've been involved in this ministry, I've stated time and time again that when a nation abandons the Word of God as the absolute authority, we'll see Christian morality collapsing. And sadly, America has largely given up on God's Word as authoritative, particularly the book of Genesis. Today, the origin and meaning of marriage, one man for one woman for life, is in Genesis. Anything else is a perversion, like the law on homosexual marriage passed in New York this summer. Romans chapter 1 describes the increasing homosexual behavior as a consequence of rejecting God, and this is exactly what's been happening in America. You know, years ago in America, people understood that homosexual behavior was sin. But today, Christians are now being persecuted for preaching this biblical message. The only solution is for our nation to return to the answers in Genesis concerning marriage and obey God's laws.
As we begin to close out the week, we hope you'll call and receive our 95-page pocket guide on some of the social issues of the day, such as homosexual marriage, abortion, racism, and more. For some great reading, call and make a donation of any amount. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.
Stand up to get on my knees.
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night a little while for me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie, she's doing her act. She stole the whole show and that's a natural fact. Up all night with Fred King. I got to tell you the poker's his swing. Fools and ladies, they treat me right. Long as we can make it through the show. Party down, we're an American band.
social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus.
So if you have a fever, dry cough,
and shortness of breath,
call your healthcare provider
before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part.
Because we're all
hashtag alone together.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Horrendo Revolver, and welcome to Wake Up America. This evening on Wake Up America, we're going to take an in-depth look at the recording industry. Now, recently, the industry has undergone severe criticism for its alleged use of drugs, sex, and payola in the sale and promotion of records. Now, the building I'm standing in front of right now is Monster Recording Studios, where all the sounds of Shape the 60s were recorded. And we're going to walk inside the studio tonight, visit one of the sessions, just drop in unexpectedly, unannounced, and see what goes on. So here we go. We're going to open the door now and let the chips fall where they may.
Hold it. Security here. Where do you think you're going?
Excuse me, sir. I'm Horrendo Revolver, and these are my cameramen, and we're doing an expose on the recording industry, and we just want to drop into one of the sessions unannounced to see what goes on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, guys, let's go. Okay, we're going to just walk into the first session that we see. Oh, there's a red light on now. That means a session's in session. Okay, guys, let's hit it. We're going right through that door. This is Horrendo Revolver out here on the fire escape. And there's a magnificent view of the city that we thought you folks would like to see before we go back in the studios and have a great expose on the recording industry. Okay, folks, we're back inside the hallway now. And as you can hear, there's a session going on behind that door. It sounds very much like one of those English groups. So we're going to go through that door and see what's going on right now.
Oh, those burritos. Hey, I wouldn't go in there if I was you, man.
Oh, excuse me. Could you tell us, where is there a session in this studio?
Studio C, man. It's happening, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. Let's see. Studio C, Studio C. Oh, there it is, right over there next to Studio A. Come on, guys, let's go in. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, there's a session happening here, all right. We're just going to walk around and talk to some people now. Let's see, that man over there behind the board with a funny hat and a beard looks like the producer. Let's talk to him. Excuse me, sir, I'm Horrendo Revolver. And we're
here
to do
man, where you dudes been? Man, you've been hanging us up.
Well, we've been on the fire escape and in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, never mind all that. Now, which one's the tenor? You the tenor? Yeah, well, listen, here's your pop. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul. You got that?
Wait a minute, sir. I don't think you understand. I'm Horrendo Revolver.
I don't understand. Look, dude, I'm the producer. I understand everything. You don't understand. Here's your part, sucker. Now get over there and sing it. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul.
Well, okay. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul.
Yeah, that's great, man. Only let's try it without the slobber this time.
Wait a minute, sir. I don't think you understand. I'm Horrendo Revolver from WHIC.
Oh, man. You a jock. Oh, I thought you was a background singer, man. Hey, listen. I'm Needmo. Needmo Tracks, man. I'm the producer here. Hey, listen. What do you need, man? Anything you want, you got, brother. You want some coke? I got some dynamite blow for you. Want a little toot for this note? It's good, man. It's pharmaceutical. You blow your head off, man.
No, thank
you. What do you want? Some smoke? Hey, I got some dynamite Jamaican flower tops, man. It one joint, that's right. Let's just roll the man a joint.
Well, I'm sure flower tops are very pretty, but what we're really after,
sir... Oh, right. I'm sorry, man. I should have started off with that. You want a broad. Right. Hey, you, baby. Yeah, you. Come on over here. Listen, you heard a deep throat? This is a sister's sore throat. Man, be careful with her. She was at a big promotions convention, so she's a little tired, but she's a dynamite broad. Hey, baby, take care. What's your name?
Horrendo Revolver.
Take care of Horace for me, baby. Hey, but listen, man, before you get hung up with the broad, I want you to give a listen to this monster smash dynamite hit we've been working on, man. This tune is a monster, man. This sucker is so bad, it ought to jump on the charts at number one with a bullet. with your help, of course, you know what I mean. Hey, but listen, man, really, this tune is different. It's a cowboy tune. Man, do you like country and western music?
Oh, sure, I think it's super.
Well, let's give a listen to this. Lester, let's do another take.
Take 48.
Wake up, America! Whose flag is this? When George Bush holds this flag in his hand or stands in front of it and comes out in favor of locking up citizens for exercising their constitutional rights, that is worse than burning a flag. And the crimes he's committing is worse than the crimes that have been committed by any of the world's leaders since Hitler went down. And we want to take George Bush down, too. I'm here today to tell you I'm trying to strap a major drug dealer and get him locked up. His name is George Bush.
Have you ever met that funny reaper man? Oh, he trades your dimes for nickels and he calls watermelon pickles. Yeah, I'm talking about the reaper man. Have you ever met that little old reaper man? Ever met that funny little reaper man? If he sells Wall Street, it's frantic, and 'cause he won't sell them the Atlantic. Oh, that's that reaper man.
George Bush was put in charge of interdicting cocaine coming in from Central America, and the amount of cocaine went up not 10%, not 100%, 1,000%, a 10-time increase. You know what the American Revolution was fought to stop someone whose name was George? His name was King George. And we want to get rid of another King George here. So I just want to put out one last thought here before I let go of this flag in order to get my hand free, and that is this. When John Hancock, a smuggler from this area who smuggled various things around, and George Washington, who grew hemp on his farm, and Thomas Jefferson, who smuggled hemp seeds from China, when these guys were fighting for the freedoms that we hold dear in this country, they fought underneath of a flag like this flag above us, but it was made out of hemp. Today, this flag I hold in my hands is made out of nylon, a fossil fuel product. The reason that we went to war in the Persian Gulf. And it shows what's happened to this country is we've lost touch with the values that we were founded to hold dear and switched it over for a bunch of synthetic fiber. You can't even burn the flag anymore, even though the Supreme Court says you can, because if you do, you'll get poisonous fumes. But that's not all. We're not going to give the flag over to the pseudo-patriots, the hypocrites who are running this country right now. It's our flag. Stand by it. Liberty and justice for all, like is in the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't take those words lightly. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We want it. Our ancestors fought for it. Our generation fought for it. We're not giving it up to a bunch of scummy wimps like George Bush and his political lackeys. I want to point this out. America has problems. I'd like to give you a little partial list of problems we have here. We have corrupt leaders. We have graft. We have theft on the part of our leadership. We have air pollution. We have nuclear radiation. We have robbery, burglaries. We have rape. We have discrimination. We have foreign intervention in wars. We have a military-industrial complex which is devouring our economy. The farms are going bankrupt. Unemployment is rampant. The insurance companies, the banks, the savings and loans are going under. Business is failing left and right. The infrastructure of our nation is collapsing. The roads are falling apart. The bridges are coming down. The sewage systems can't hold what we've got putting in there. These are problems. These are real problems. Now, let me add another problem to that list. Marijuana. Where would you put that on that list? Now, supposing that plant also had a medicine that could be used for treating hundreds of different illnesses. And I'll just give you a partial list. That a plant that could be used to treat asthma, arthritis, rheumatism, glaucoma, cancer, nausea, AIDS, insomnia, emphysema, stress, depression, and anorexia. Now, if you had a plant that could do all those things, and then just as a side benefit, it decided to include a little intoxicant that people would enjoy smoking. What would you do with that plant? Would you ban that plant? Would you lock people up? Genesis 1:12, I have given you all the seed-bearing plants and herbs to use. There is no exception that says unless the government decides it's a compelling reason why you should not have it. That was not in the Bible, and it's not in the Constitution, and it has no place in America. Well, we all know that there is a plant. The name of that plant is hemp, cannabis hemp. The one plant that Thomas Jefferson said is essential to the commerce and marine, and therefore to the wealth and protection of the country. Thomas Jefferson, who would roll over his grave if he knew what George Bush and his drug czar lackeys and cronies and what this corrupt, stinking Congress of ours has been enacting in the name of freedom. Freedom is not just something that you can say the word to rally support for your cause. Freedom is a state of being, it's a state of mind, and it's hard earned.
And that was Chris Conrad addressing the medical hemp rally outside the Massachusetts State House in Boston. Chris is the editor of The Emperor Wears No Clothes, also known as the Hemp Bible. The songs, Reefer Man, was by Harlan Lattimore, and Marijuana by the Fugs. Here now is Richie Havens, after which we'll hear more comments from Chris Conrad. Please stay tuned.
Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
We can stop cutting trees. We can stop cutting trees at any moment and replace all of that construction material and all of that paper with hemp. There's no reason not to use other plants too. Hemp is not the only source. It's the number one source of all these things. We can get rid of all those toxic chemicals and stuff. We can cut our use of fertilizers and pesticides in half or more. These are things that go forward to future generations. If you give a damn about children, you have to be in favor of re-legalizing marijuana. Yeah. And if you're concerned about people driving when they're impaired, test impairment, not urine.
With it, America.
That was the 80s. That was the Ronald Reagan stupidity era. This is the 90s. We're coming into a new millennium. Let's do it right this time. So what we want to do is to get marijuana regulated like wine, like it should be, where you can grow a little bit for yourself and produce it for yourself. And if you want to sell it, then you have to get it approved and you have to get it certified and graded. It's just simple logic. This isn't some kind of a fringe movement. This is the moderate center of this country that we're speaking for here. The people who said enough. And when I say the tide is turning, believe me, it's turning. Pulp and Paper magazine, the number one trade paper of the paper industry, came out in June with an editorial that said it's time to reconsider hemp and stop cutting trees. Farmers in France can grow hemp. Farmers in Spain can grow hemp. Farmers in China, in Czechoslovakia, they grow hemp. In America, if you have one plant, they'll steal your home. That is sick. The first thing that we have to do is to go in there and say that we do care about children, and the seizure and forfeiture laws are horrible things, but they should never, ever be applied to take away the primary home of a family with children. That is the most fundamental point that we can possibly ask for. Marijuana as medicine should never be deprived from someone whose health is on the line. This is human decency. We signed a treaty with the United Nations called the Human Rights Convention that said we would never do these things, and George Bush and his cronies are doing it every day.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is